Hi, Carly and Florence. This is Helen, with John standing in the background to see that the tape is operating properly. I wanted to share my visit with Dad on his 90th birthday with you. I flew to Cheyenne Friday, May 7th, and Dad and Mom met me at the airport, and we went directly to a family dinner at Peterson's, where the minister and his wife and all of Mom's girls and their families were waiting for us. From there, we went to a large home not far from their church for a surprise reception, which had been arranged by Verna and Mary. This was a surprise for Dad and Mom, and I had quite a time getting him to go there. After the dinner, all of Dad and Mom's friends were there or came later to wish him happy birthday. I think there were about 50. Then the next morning we drove to Fort Collins to Uncle Earl's place where the family had gathered. The four girls were there, Mame, Sadie, Annie, and Mabel. Mabel, by the way, is living in Uncle Jim's trailer court. Uncle Jim arranged for all of her things to be brought to Fort Collins so she could be near the family, as she has not been too well. She's the baby, 67 years old. Uncle Bob, Aunt Stacia, there too, Bob and Maureen. Uncle Jim and Aunt Mary and their girl, Ledessa, and four children. Uncle Earl's one girl and her daughter, then Aunt Annie's family, which I never did get straightened out. It was a nice day, and we sat out on the patio and lawn. After all had arrived, we all formed a ring and joined hands and counted off. There were 46 in all. Then Uncle Jim said a prayer for each family and blessed the meeting. It was quite impressive and something new for me. Needless to say, I was the only one in the group that smoked and felt like an old reprobate. It was really great to see such a large family enjoying themselves. And we played your tape before we ate, and it was like having a little bit of you both there. Sunday, Dad and I played the tape over several times, as I stayed an extra day so I could go to church with them. I know Dad enjoyed the tape just about as much as anything else for his birthday, although he said you gave him too much credit. Nevertheless, he loved every word. Dad looks great, about 65 I'd say, and is still very sharp mentally. He just had his driver's license renewed for 3 years. Imagine that. It was a great experience for me to be with him, and it made me stop and think just what kind of genes our father passed on to us. We should be very grateful. Others are not so fortunate to have that heritage. John is enjoying his retirement, plays golf 3 times a week, and divides the rest of his time cooking, keeping up the house here at 32 Yoloa, and our place in Sonoma. We are looking forward to the time when you return and we can get together and have some fun. You two can play golf during the day, and Florence and I can swim, enjoying the sun, visit, and see the sights of Sonoma. You know, Sonoma's has a population of 3,200, so Flossie, you and I are going to have a ball. We have 3 bedrooms in Sonoma and 3 here, so there's plenty of space to spread out. I was certainly glad to hear you're coming home, and I understand it's going to be around Christmas time. I retire next March 1st, 1972, and will be as free as a bird after that. So to be sure to save some time for us before you get busy on a new job and other commitments. We just returned this afternoon, this is Sunday, from a weekend in Sonoma. We took Tina and Ken, and the weather was just great. It's just starting to be nice now. It's pretty lousy weather during the winter because it rains so much. And this is the 15th of May. Sherry missed us. We were so unhappy about that. She came to San Francisco instead of Sonoma. We won't see her now until school is out in June. She's working on her master's in art and art history and has been very busy, so we don't see her as much as we'd like to. I wanted to tell you why Lorraine and Phyllis were unable to come to Dad's birthday party. About 6 months ago, Earl went to the Richmond Hospital to have cancer removed from his face. He's had those things before. And evidently, while he was at the hospital, he had a stroke. And it was very serious. Phyllis said that he actually died, and through massage and medication, they brought him back. And so Lorraine has been handling this all by herself, and she didn't realize how much Earl had done when all of the burden was left on her shoulders, and she was quite confined. It seems that Earl is able to walk and take care of himself that way, but his mind, his thinking processes were damaged, and he has to be, someone has to be with him at all times. And in an effort to relieve Lorraine of this burden and give her a break so she could get out and talk with someone else, Phyllis had her come and bring Earl, and was spending a week or so with Phyllis, which gives Lorraine a chance to talk with other people. Just happens that when I came back from the trip, I called Phyllis to see how they were so I could write and tell Dad and give them his message of love. And then Phyllis told me we had no idea that Earl was as ill as he is, and I guess it's quite serious, but that's the reason Lorraine couldn't come. And of course Phyllis now is a professor in sociology and teaching at a university. This is the end of the period, and it would be impossible for her to leave school at this time. And I'm sure Dad didn't understand that they had their obligations and couldn't come. I made a mistake there. Phyllis is not teaching at a university. She's teaching at a junior college. And I think it's called West Valley College. I wanted to tell you how we happened to buy the Sonoma place. We've been looking for a likely spot to retire for the past several years. We have friends who live in the condominium, and we've spent many weekends with them over the past 2 years, so we're familiar with that area. We were not quite ready to buy, but one day we were up there and heard that one of the condominiums was for sale, and that was in April of 1970. We looked at it, we liked it, and made a bid on it. The bid was low, of course, so we didn't think we could get it, but we did. After we bought it, we decided we would use it for our vacation that year. That was last year. and rented after for the rest of the year. But we enjoyed it so much, we've used it ever since we bought it. Until Thanksgiving, we more or less camped using sleeping bags and just the bare necessities because we couldn't see duplicating furniture if we were going to move up there. Now we have all the living and dining room furniture there, and we do all of our entertaining in Sonoma and spent Thanksgiving and Christmas holidays. So far this year, we have missed only two or three weekends. Sonoma is a delightful little town, something like Lafayette. I hope you're not laughing. The California flag flew for the first time in the village square in the town, and it has quite a Western United States historical background. The park, or we call it the plaza, because all of this area has a Mexican flavor, is one square block in the middle of the town. In the middle of the park stands the city hall. Our place is about six blocks away, and it's called Mission Point. There are 22 units built around a common garden and a good-sized swimming pool. These grounds are maintained and enclosed by an iron fence and a locked gate, I might add, so there is a feeling of security should we want to take a trip. There are three bedrooms upstairs, one of which has a balcony facing a vineyard. The downstairs is made up of a double garage, kitchen, living and dining room area, and off the dining room area is a patio surrounded by a fence, which offers a little privacy. There is room for a few plants and trees, and it could be used for eating if it had some kind of an awning. And we plan to do a little bit more on that when we get up there. We bought an organ with the rhythm section, which is fun when there is a gang who likes to sing and dance. We installed an air conditioner and have a washer dryer, and everything is almost ready to live. In other words, we have it almost ready to live in. Needless to say, I'm counting the days, something like 309, but then you can subtract the holidays and the weekends, so it'd be less than that. I don't count those weekends because they're fun until I can get up there and really enjoy it. John isn't quite sold on the place, but I'm hoping he will like it better when we spend more leisure time and get adjusted. We've been in our San Francisco house 33 years this Christmas, and it's rather difficult to part with it. Oh well, for John, that is. He's used to the San Francisco golf courses and his old cronies, and that might have something to do with his attitude. I decided to work until I'm 62 to earn the company pension. If I quit before then, I would have lost most of it, or, you know, a great deal of it, I might add. Mr. Johnson, my boss, and I have worked together for 15 years. He retires 2 years after I, and it's been a nice relationship, but I'm more than ready to quit and let someone else sweat. An interesting sidelight on this was when I first started to work, I cut off a few years of my age, so Mr. Johnson didn't realize how old I was and figured that I would be working for him until he retires. So you can imagine what a shock it was to him when
I told him in March that I was retiring in a year. He didn't think I was as old as I was. I think it was quite a trauma. Since I dictated this last week, this weekend we spent up the country, and Sherry came to visit us Sunday, quite a surprise. And we had a nice visit, which is good because we haven't been able to talk for so long. She's been studying on her master's and has to go to another college to get the final degree. And with this college in Sonoma, she could work on all the credits she needed. Well, it seems that she works in the office to make a little money, and she saw many applications for a job, a half job that was needed there, and the people who were applying was very well qualified, PhDs, and had plenty of experience. This is all in art, by the way. And she realized that even though she did knock herself out and get her master's, which would probably mean about another semester, that after she got out, she'd be very difficult for her to find anything in this area. She could go to the boondocks or in a smaller community and teach, but she wants to stay in this area, so she's quite disheartened. All the work that she's put in these last 2 years to get her basis for a master's, she's only been working part-time, of course. So now she's decided that getting an education isn't so important after all. But this has been a very good experience for her because she's kind of realized what kind of a person she is and what her requirements are and what she wants to do with her life. And particularly what she doesn't want. All lost. John and I had such definite children and what we wanted them to turn out to be. It doesn't work out that way, does it? We have to grow at their own and decide for themselves. We can only give them the basis for the best. Then, too, we're living in a very unsettled world. Things are